There is failing in life, and I think in general, we've done a really poor job in demonizing losing. Modern parenting has started giving all these kids eighth place trophies, and I think we've made people scared of a step back or failure.
Attention is the number one asset.
I'm sure that Gary Vee is going to really enjoy this conversation. Gary Vaynerchuk, of course, CEO, VaynerX, co-founder of Vayner Sports, Vayner Media, joins us here on Unsportsmanlike with Michelle Smallman, Chris Canty, Evan Cohen. Gary Vee, thank you so much for the time. You always say that you like failing. Do you like failing as a sports fan here with the Jets?
I'm a diehard Jets and Knicks fan. What do you think?
your character is so made up around fighting through failure. Are you made to be a fan of them, or did you develop that because of being a fan of theirs?
I'm not sure, brother. You know, it started at such a young age. It's a really good question. It can go either way. And really, the reality is it's not that I love failing. It's that there is failing in life. And I think in general, we've done a really poor job in demonizing losing. Modern parenting has started giving all these kids eighth place trophies. And I think we've made people scared of a step back or failure. And so one's relationship with failure is incredibly important, and more importantly, normally an indication of what their relationship with winning is.
Gary, I'm of the opinion now that one must be born into Jets fandom, because nobody would knowingly choose this life with all of the misery that they've had. But in looking at this situation now as a Jets fan, are you rooting for losses because you want a better draft pick? Or are you still hoping that this team can find a way to win games down the stretch?
Chris, first of all, we don't want nobody. We don't need anybody joining. I don't want any, you know, I don't enjoy watching all these little kids walk around with Steph Curry jerseys. By the way, Chris, have you seen Patriot jerseys all over New York like we have for the last 20 years?
Nope.
I don't see that anymore. So nope. Good news, everyone listening. We don't want you. And when we get our turn, don't put on a jersey, because we don't need you. As far as a fan, you want to lose out. You want the best picks, you know, as possible. That's just the reality of it. Every diehard Jet fan that's listening right now can think of a ton of games we won during a season where we were not going to make the playoffs that changed our draft position. On the flip side, I own a sports
2020 against the Raiders was point in case, right?
2020. Yeah, the Rams. You know, yeah, look, I think that's what I want as a fan, but that's not how it plays out. These are listen, you know this. You had a great career. These men are playing for themselves. They're playing for contracts. They're playing to stay in the league. If you and I played pickup basketball right now, if you're like, hey, can we do some quick pickup basketball for the show? I would play like my life depended on it. So I'm aware that everyone's going to play, or the majority, everyone's going to play as hard as possible. But as a fan, you're thinking about draft position, especially in this draft where there's a ton of good left tackles coming out. There's a all-world wide receiver if you get all the way down to the third pick. And so, you know, there's things that the team could use going into next year.
Gary, it is well known that you don't only just want to be a Jets fan. You want to actually be a Jets fan at the highest level. You want to own the Jets. For our audience that might not understand why someone would want to own a franchise like the New York Jets, can you share that story with us? Explain why you want to own the Jets.
You know, it's a really funny thing, because now it's a little bit more common and it's bougie and it's cool and it sounds like billionaire life. But when I was in third, fourth grade, that's when I realized I was unlikely to be like Chris and play for a football team. And it was my passion. You know, I was born in the USSR, the Soviet Union. I came to America, you know, and it was a very, you know, humble beginning. And growing up in Queens and then New Jersey, once I became a Jets fan in 82 at seven, you know, really became my real passion. And somewhere about third or fourth grade, couple years later, I wanted to play for the Jets in first, second, third, fourth grade. And then around fifth grade, when I was making a lot of money selling baseball cards and lemonade, I kind of had this thought, wait a minute, I'm probably more likely to buy the Jets than to play for them. And that became the mission. And obviously when Leon sold to Woody, I was young and knew that it would be a long time before they came up again. And, you know, as a diehard fan and as someone who's most comfortable driving the car, not being the passenger, you know, I feel like the most likely way I can win a Super Bowl is if I drive the car. And so, I would like that to happen. But honestly, for everyone who's listening, I'm not delusional. It's going to take an incredible amount of wealth creation, perfect timing, serendipity. There's a lot of variables that go into it. If they go up for sale tomorrow, I'm not in the financial place to strike. I've done incredibly well, but not at that level. And so I continue to try to build towards it. And honestly, chasing it has been incredibly enjoyable. And I will do that until my last breath.
Unfortunately, we only have a minute left with Gary Vee. Of course, his pickleball team, the Fives. He's part of a Big Three basketball team, Slam Ball League, Vayner Sports, Vayner Media, Vayner X. He does so many unbelievable things. Follow him on social. It's so inspirational. So in about 30 seconds or less, if you could answer this, sports ownership is for business or passion?
Passion. You know, I'm aware that it's, you know, I'm aware that it could financially work out. But, you know, to me, this is passion. I mean, when, you know, I listen to your show, you know this. Like, this is a huge passion. The fact that you three get to sit around and talk about sports, like, think about how passionate people are. The fact that we're on the other side listening to you and yelling back at you and disagreeing, this is one of the great passions in the world. And everybody listening right now is very fortunate to give a crap about sports.
Gary, you're amazing. We wish we had all day to talk garage sales, tag sales with you, everything. Thank you so much for a couple minutes. And hopefully we can chat again in the future.
Thanks, Gary.
Thank you, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.